Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed, appearing live,
coming to you live from the streets of Phoenix, Arizona, where it's hotter than fish grease. What the deal, T-Ro? How you doing out there, out here in this heat, baby, this heat index?
Man, you know how it is, L Boogie. Good evening to you. Good evening to the world. Man, brother's just trying to keep it cool, trying to keep an ice towel on his neck. You know how we do, man. Got to keep the sweat off the brow, you know what I mean?
No question. And you know what today is? It's the first of the month. Time to cash your checks and come up. You already know what it is. So with that saying that, it's free agency time, baby. They trying to get paid. Cash. The NBA free agent market has started today. They can't sign their contracts until July 10th. Serena Williams. She gets knocked. Bang, bang.
What?
The streets is talking.
Oh, man. What happened to Serena today?
She lost in three sets. Lost the first set, won the second set. Was up the third set 3-0 and just lost it. Had a meltdown.
Dang, I can't believe that one, L Boogie. That's a tough one, man. This girl, since she's been number one in the world since February, she ain't lost a match since then. I mean, man, swear to July is a nice little run, but I mean, I think Wimbledon is her best. Is the best, you know, what she does most of her action and win most of her events. And, you know, I thought just for sure, you know, by just chance that she would win it all, you know, especially Wimbledon. So, wow, I can't believe that. That's oh, whoever beat her has been pretty nice. Well, she just must have been off today.
She was, I think, a little bit of both. You know, in those type of tournaments, you know, Roger Federer just got knocked. Rafael Nadal got knocked last week. So it's like if they come in on their C game or B game, remember, it's just like basketball when the heat is in town. But you don't have four quarters. You have a couple matches, a couple points to try to win the game.
Yeah, man, that's amazing, man. I just can't believe that she lost. You know, whoever beat her, you know, good luck. In the past, you know, from watching Wimbledon, you know, whoever beats the number one seed, whoever takes Serena out, they usually lose the next round. So I hope that the person who beat her today goes out and, you know, makes history by at least advancing to the semifinals after doing a great job of beating Serena today.
Yes, it's a tough pill to swallow. But let's get back to this NBA. Free agents started today. You got a couple guys that's on the market. Roll. But let's get started with the big fish in the pond right now. Dwight Howard, a.k.a. D-12 in L.A. He just visited your hometown, Dallas. He's scheduled to go to Houston and then bend back around that corner and visit L.A. Question again, bro. Is D-12 leaving L.A.? Is he leaving La La Land?
You know what, man? To be honest with you, I think he's going to leave La La Land. Even though La La could pay him $100 million, I don't believe that L.A. is the fit for him. But I could be wrong. But you asking me what my opinion is, and I believe strongly that I honestly believe D-12 is going to end up in Houston where he can get the tax-free money and do his thing. Got the, you know, joins a young squad, one of the youngest in the NBA. And, no, it's not just because they're young. It's because they also young and have talent. And he would fit right in. I think he could fit right in good with Houston. You know how it is, El Boogie. It's recruitment time. You know, for a guy of Dwight Howard's status, you know, Kobe, KG, these guys didn't go to college. You know, they went through a lot of recruit visits, of taking advantage of that before making a decision whether it was going to be college or the NBA. And so they know how it is to be wined and dined. And now being a higher level where teams and organizations can really put out the money without you getting in trouble for it, you know he's going to take all his recruit visits and, you know, see what people got to say. But I honestly believe that his time in L.A. is over. I don't even think most of the teammates that, are from L.A. really want him, starting with Kobe. You know what I mean? So I don't think he's a fit for L.A. I don't think he's coming back. Dallas, I hope he's been dining, you know, and let him pass. But I think he'll be a great fit in Houston. You know, the rest of the recruit visits are just, you know, up in the air with him. So good luck, Dwight Howard. But it's going to be tough, man, because if he do go back to L.A., ooh-wee, you know, them fans in L.A., they don't like that switching and not letting us know what's going on and all that other. So, you know, it's just it is what it is. But you know what it is, El Boogie.
I'm having some trouble right now.
Kiss. My fault, everybody. We back. Let's go to commercial, bro. Why not? First of the month, baby.
My nigga, we having a wonderful day. And I was back with my wife. The first of the month. And now we smoke. fucking joking, rolling, hustling, living on 40 ounces, tugging, gum, gum. We got the bust and rum, all night we high. Get up to back to where I sign. I give up my nigga to give it some day, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, we see your dick, beat for the green leaf. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the fuck will beat when they roll so low. Can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo, keep your bankroll. Yeah. We're having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave with the time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. Finna creep to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the boo, oh, you know what's the first of the month, and my nigga, we just for real.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
And you know they got thirsty out here, man. It's the streets is talking sports talk show. What a twist of hip hop. We had to hit you with the first of the month, my hometown guys. Man, come on, man.
Bone Thugs. What it do down there in Oak Town?
Man, C-Town, listen to this. Rise up, baby. It looks like they're going to do something. It's free agency. They $22.5 million under the cap. And I'm sorry to all the listeners in the world, you know, first of the month, man. We out here in High Phoenix, Arizona, man. They just tried to come by and take the I-5, man. My fault.
Yeah, we had to bust him. We had to follow him up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Had to get him up off the I-5, man. El Boogie, don't let him knock on the door like that, man. Don't let the crackhead disguise himself differently like that.
No question. But let's get back to this free agency. And we're talking about Dwight Howard. He's one of the big top stories in the free agent market, which started today. T-Row was saying that you said that he should – he's visiting Dallas, and he's going to go to Houston. And you're saying that L.A. doesn't look good for them. So, you know, what do you think is the best fit once again?
Yeah, L.A. fans don't like the wishy-washy. They like to know what's going on right up front. Come on home. You know, we for the championships. And when you got a guy who don't want to be associated with championships, you know, they like to boot you onto the curb. So don't play with the L.A. fans at D12. You know it ain't going to last long. So you might as well jump ship and go to Houston. Be entertained with the recruit visits. You know how it is. But there's an organization or a couple of organizations out there as willing to pay him the money. So, you know, D12, you still are out in my book. But, you know, do your thing, man. Go out there and do all the cool videos you can get.
The streets is talking. Dwight Howard, I think he should ride it out with Kobe. He'll be on his last leg. He'll be leaving. I don't think he can function with other superstars. I think he's, you know, no offense to him. I think he's a, you know, spoiled brat, so to speak. He wants it to be him. I don't think he cares about winning the championship. Because if he did, I think his best chance right now might be with Houston. They're trying to package a deal to get Jeremy Lin and I make up out of there so they can have more room under the cap for Dwight Howard. It'll be him and James Harden. And they got a couple pieces over there. Do you think with Dwight Howard in the Houston Rockets uniform that they are just an instant contender? It's not really sold on Dwight Howard. But let's not forget, Ro, you still got Andrew Bynum. Does Philly sign him back?
Nope. They didn't let him get away without playing the season. And I believe he's going to be somewhere different, too. Another high-profile player going to make about $88 million. So, you know, Philly, you had a great chance. That's why they went out and got Nerlens Noel, you know, to fill that gap. But, you know, he's still lighting the booty. So it's going to be hard for him to try to, you know, he's a great defender. Don't get me wrong. Hope everything goes well, you know, after the ACL surgery. Hope he's able to bring the funk when he comes back. And you know how it goes, but you need that big guy. You need that that Ike Turner guy down there in the middle with his wig showing, with his wig flying back. You need somebody like that in the middle to help you out because, man, it's going to be hard in Philly. Now you ain't got rid of your actual scorer in Drew Holiday. So, you know, it's going to be pretty tough for them to really get at it. So we'll see, but man, you know what it is, brother.
I have a couple more free agents that, you know, I'm just going to throw out there for you. You know, you have David West for Indiana. Will he stay put? Do you think that Nate Robinson, will he be back with Chicago? And in Dallas, it's a very key guy out there that, you know, he's unrestricted. He signed a 2-year deal, but he's opting out of this year, and that's the guy, O.J. Mayo. I think he'd be a great pickup for a team. Denver's Andre Iguodala.
Big name.
It looks like Detroit is pursuing him real bad. They're pursuing Josh Smith. Does Josh Smith stay in Atlanta? Will Danny Ferry give him the money that he's asking for, bro?
J.R. Smith, Manu Ginobili. I mean, it's a lot of good talent out there that can, you know, be picked up. And I just can't wait. We got to the 10th, man. So 10 more days, we'll finally see who's going where. And let me ask you this, man. Let me go ahead and fast forward this, man. You know, you're putting a lot of names out there, but it's a name that you haven't put out there yet that I'm surprised we haven't talked about just yet. And, you know, T3 was going to be one of these high-profile guys talking with D12 a couple weeks ago, you know, of a possibility of those guys joining up until Doc Rivers landed in L.A. Now they done offered this guy a 5-year $107 million contract. What you think about that? And then he sent the tweet. I'm all in. Get it. You know what I mean? So what you think about that? What you think about CP3? Go ahead and sealing the deal with the Clippers.
I think that they had to sign into that deal for the extension for him to stay, because without CP3, you know, Clippers will not be any type of contention. They will have Blake Griffin or nothing. They had no choice. I don't think any player besides Kobe Bryant and LeBron James are worth over $100 million. And that's Kobe Bryant in his 17th year in the league. Do I think CP3 deserves it? No. Congratulations on the big deal, though, CP3. Now you have to put up. Like I told Carmelo Anthony in April, you old Pook.
He owes you a dime.
CP3 owes L.A. Clipperland now. They have to at least get to the Western Conference Finals, bro. Or the deal and Doc Rivers will be a disappointment. They're looking for big things. If I sign you for 5 years, $107 million, I'm looking for big things. Don't
will
forget about
the trade
to New Jersey. Go ahead.
Will there be a difference now that Doc is there? Because we all know that the reason why Chris Paul was even entertaining the thought of the free agent market was because of the situation. Now that Vinny Del Negro is out of there and, you know, Doc Rivers is in, I know you expect CP3 to pay and pay up, but, I mean, yeah, $107 million is a lot of money, but, you know, it's a team thing. This NBA thing is a team thing. You got to have players who want to help you to that championship level, you know, and the way that Blake Griffin is falling off and they – not really falling off, but becoming a B.O.B., a big bag of bones, you know what I mean? And they entertain the thought of getting rid of DeAndre Jordan. I mean, who are they going to put in those spots?
My point exactly. You have a young DeAndre Jordan, very, you know, just now touching the surface. He's very raw. He needs to improve his game. And like I said, every year, bag of bones, it gets to playoff time. All of a sudden, Blake Griffin is injured. Is it big game-itis? Or is it he's really hurt? Call us. Get into the asylum. Let us know your opinion. 347-855-8896. www.blogtalkradio.com. Search Streets is Talking with a Zero. And you know my quote, as usual, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. You know what, man? Let's go ahead and jump in this asylum a little early this evening. You know what I'm saying? Get to the callers, man, because, you know, it be blowing up, man, especially on Mondays, man. Everybody won't check. I can't wait for football season to start. But you know what it is, L Boogie. I think we got a call on the line. Oh, I think they just dropped. Oh, missed out. Well, that's all right. We got the first time call on the line. We're going to bring them in and see what they think. You know what I mean, about what's going on, and see what they talking about this free agency. Hey, caller, welcome to the Streets is Talking. It's your boy T-Roy and L Boogie. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Yao, calling from New York.
New York in the house. What's your name, New York?
Yao.
Yao. Like, Yao, mean? What would it be? Tell me the big empire in the building. What's happening?
It was good, man. How's everything?
Man, we chilling. This your boy L. This your boy T. Roe from Dallas. L Boogie on the line. You know we suffering in this Arizona heat. You know what I'm saying, breaking records all week. You know it's hotter than fish grease, like L Boogie said. Tell me what's your thoughts about this free agency stuff.
Oh man, it's gonna be good. It's definitely gonna be good. I mean, just to touch upon what y'all first brought up regarding Dwight Howard. I mean, I know L Boogie brought up he should probably stay in L.A. I don't think he's built that way. I don't think he's built for a New York or L.A. type of audience. I mean, because it's because that type of pressure, they're used to winning championships or the failure of a season. And oddly enough, even though New York hasn't won a championship since, what, 70s? Yeah, 71. So they at least have that mentality that, like, hey, we lost. Okay, we lost the playoffs of a bad season, horrible season. They don't have a Cavs mentality or a Hawks mentality or a Nets mentality where it's like, all right, well, we did good. Keep pushing. So I think he's more built for a Houston or for Dallas. I honestly don't think that even if he moves to Houston, I don't think there's going to be much of a difference because Harden has, in my opinion, just like what Melo has, which is kind of like the AAU, as I call it, AAU Dykeman Rucker Park game, which is I drop 40, I don't care about the loss.
And I think
he wants to win the championship, but he wants to have fun winning it. And sometimes, as we all know, you got to get gritty, you got to roll up your sleeves to win something, and I don't think he's built that way.
As LeBron James.
Exactly. But even with LeBron, it took moments where he finally had to search deep within. But like I think at certain times he's still not built that way. Game six, like the whole game until he got the foul and knocked off the headband, he was playing scared. When you have Thiago Splitter 5 feet away from you and you're not shooting. It's okay to miss a jumper because, that's the game. You're going to be off some days, you're going to be hot some days. But I can accept a star player dropping, shooting 25, 30 shots and making three or five of them. But when you're not even taking this shot, it's like, man, you're the key player. So, but obviously LeBron definitely and the Heat overall earned that finals. But at one point in the topic, So in regards to other, I don't see him getting $88 million. I don't see it just because people kind of picked up on his game in the sense of he's a kid that has a ton of potential but plays when he wants to play. I think Iguodala will be a beast for somebody, but I think he's a beast in a good offense where he's a number three. He'd be great at a number three option. If he's the number one option, forget about it because he's going to have those games where you drop 10 points for you and you can't have your star player doing that. Oddly enough, even though Cleveland hasn't been in the talk, that would be a good fit for Cleveland. Because he's a defensive-minded runner. He runs. He knows how to play. He's not selfish.
Right.
And honestly, he wouldn't be the star. But obviously, I've heard the same rumors of the Pistons look at him heavy. Let me ask you this, y'all.
You're in New York. You're in New York. Is the city, and the streets is talking. How was the city's reaction to Tim Hardaway's junior being drafted? Did they like the pick? Do you think he's going to be good in there? And also, second question to that, are the Knicks looking at signing back J.R. Smith?
So I was actually at the draft last Thursday and, the fans seemed okay with it, but I know it was, it's interesting though, because I have friends that went to Michigan and they hate the trade. I got some friends that's from Michigan that went to University of Michigan, but from New York and a diehard Knicks fan, and they hate it. They was like, man,
they didn't like the pick.
They hate it because they felt that he was way too inconsistent. It was games where, they played, when they played Ohio State, and he has 4 threes back-to-back-to-back, it's like, okay, that's Tim Hardaway. But then there's other games where he plays like crap, and his jumper's streaky, his handles are suspect, his defense is suspect. Now, when he's hot, he's hot. When he gets to the rack, he can probably dunk on you, but I don't see him really getting much burn. And at least, again, based on the feedback that I got from the crowd and from people posted, they're like, it's cool, but it ain't going to do anything for us. In regards to JR, the city likes JR. The city likes him, and the city, but if anything, they kind of live or die with him. And you have to with his type of game because – he shoots 25-foot three-pointers, and when they in, they're like, oh, that was a great shot. When they off, it's like, yo, what are you doing? So it's definitely a mess with him, but I don't think he stays based on the money he's going to try to command. And honestly, I don't think he should command that type of money because of how he played all playoffs.
his stock went down after every shot he missed in the first round of the playoffs against Indiana. Every shot he missed, money was falling out the bag.
Absolutely, man. And Jalen Rose brought up a good point. He was like, because obviously JR got a lot of flack for going to the clubs after games. And Jalen brought it up perfectly. He was like, hey, the average athlete, that's what they do. He's like, it's not about like a party animal, but after a game, after the shower, at the post game conference, after dinner with the family, it's now 1:30. We in New York. Like 1:30, clubs start popping. So
exactly.
And also to be fair, even let's just say he stays out to 5. He doesn't have to be at practice till maybe 10:30, 11. He could go through a light workout. Then they chill to go home, take a nap. They come back, maybe watch a little film, and they get ready for the game. So he said, it's not as if he has to be up at 7 a.m. to get ready for work at 9 a.m. It's not that life. So he said, but what JR's not thinking about is that you're at a status level where if you wanted to, you can have a party in your house. You invite you tell your boy, yo, invite.
Thank you.
Invite 20 people. So 20, 15 bad chicks. And four of my boys and me. And
that's a great party.
Yeah, have a great party. But, like, and that's the thing. Like, so at least Jalen was saying, like, man, I had to tell this man, like, you're losing millions by doing dumb stuff. Even though it's not affecting your game, it's the perception, because now when you play a game and you have an off game, people are blaming it on that. People are saying, like, yo,
right.
Clubbing. It's like, no, he could have had a sincerely off game. He could have got an honest 6 hours of rest. But it doesn't matter. You was partying, so that's why you was broke.
Right.
Perfect example to that point. A friend of mine plays in the NBA, and you know certain cities he goes to on the road, his stats dip a little bit, and I always ask him why. And he said,
right.
"Well, let me tell you why. Because some people have a vice." You go to New Orleans,
yep.
It could be a gambling vice.
Right.
You go to Atlanta, it could be the bands that make you dance vice.
Right.
So those type of things that like just like you said, it can, you know, it affects a little bit along the way. But the bigger you are as a superstar, those type of things get magnified, and I agree with you.
Definitely. So what's your thoughts on the real story in New York? Those Brooklyn boys.
I think that it's going to be a wash. I'm not impressed. They got them at the wrong time of their career. They could do something. You know, they'll do okay. But it's still all about the Miami Heat. They won't get past the Indiana Pacers.
Really?
They're too old. KG needs to go sit over there with Jason Kidd with his suit on to be his assistant coach, y'all.
this is my thoughts. I think that they were number 4 seed this year, and granted that has a lot to do with the Bulls not playing at their fullest potential, but nonetheless they were 4 seed. I think that. I think with Kidd, and if Kidd plays the small, which I think he will, because, I mean, that's how he played, at least even this last season, he was actually contributed to the team. I think that if you minimize Pierce minutes and Garnett's minutes, where they're playing a solid 25 minutes a game for the season, a playoff time, if he pulls a Popovich mentality of Noah Duncan, you're going to play 25 minutes each game. But when it comes to playoffs, I may need you for 35. I may need you for 38. I think they could hurt some people, man, because the only team, in my opinion, that is going to give them problems is the Pacers. Like, to me, the Heat big men are so suspect. And honestly, the Pacers should have beat the Heat. It's the fact that the Pacers, that was their first time being in that type of situation, and they play like that when it came down to it. When it came down to fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, they're playing like, or rather see the Pacers squad where the Heat playing like the Heat in the playoffs. And I just think that, I don't know, man. I think the Nets can make a lot of noise, man. I mean, and I don't want to X out the Bulls just yet, because who knows if they're going to do an A. Robinson. Who knows if D-Rose is going to be back to normal, so he'll be a shell of himself. But I think they can do something. I think they can definitely do something. I mean, and granted, they didn't have a year. I think they have a year. But I personally think that they could be an Eastern Conference final.
I'll give them that to one extinct, though. Remember this. Because of their age, and you look at their roster, they traded away a lot of reserves. They have to get a bench. They have to go out and get some of these free agents and put them on their bench to help them out. That's just what I think that can help them. Now, the starting five is good, but after we get after that, you know, like San Antonio, they got guys that can fit in for 82 games because we all know some of those, you don't have to bear down every game and just have to guard one guy for seven games. But when you're doing 82, you can slip in a guy here and there to help you.
Right.
I agree. But, you know, we can't count out Derrick Rose. I'm just so excited. I can't wait to see him get back. And who knows what, you know, Indiana has up their sleeve. Larry Bird was watching as a fan last year. This year he's back to being, you know, as the GM for the Pacers. So brought up some great points. And, y'all, I just want to say, man, first time caller, thanks for getting the asylum. And let those people in New York know. And remember this, y'all. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Already.
Already. Yeah. Appreciate the love, baby.
No problem, brother.
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. First time calling to y'all. Calling in from New York. L Boogie, that's your old stomp of ground, baby.
Well, you know, me and Yao, we went to grad school together, man, down at Cleveland State. Big up to Yao, man. We had some great times, Ron and Deontay and, you know, Brandy, a couple other people we went to school with. And that's a young guy. He's in the NBA world right now. So he's working for the National Basketball Association. And just big up to my man, Yao Williams, man. The big Yao.
That
man.
What's up?
Little brother to me.
That's what's happening, man. I think we got, you know what it is, man. We're going to keep this first time caller situation jumping off, man. The asylum, man. We got another first time calling in, man. Let's check in the asylum because it's hot, L Boogie. Hey, welcome to the streets. It's talking. It's your boy T-Row from Dallas. Your boy L Boogie out of the C-Town. Yo, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Sebastian Robinson, calling from Phoenix.
Bass, how you doing, sir?
Already. You know how I'm doing.
Already. My man, Bass. First time calling L Boogie.
Let me go right into it, Trent. My man, D. Howard, to me, he need to work on his game, man, to be running his mouth with no footwork down there. Can't even get 30 points, 15 rebounds. I mean, come on, man. Get your game right if you want this big money or you want people to respect you as a ball player. I'm kind of confused.
Exactly.
I'm kind of confused, man, you know. And I don't understand how these NBA athletes are respecting him. I don't get that. I would be straight calling him out, you know, like Kobe. Either work on your game or sit on the bench.
Absolutely. So what do you think, since D-Howard, D-12 is what we call him here on the street, where do you think he's actually going to end up? Do you think he's going to go back to L.A. or do you think he's going to end up in Dallas or Houston or somewhere other?
He loved that L.A. area, man. Who wouldn't? You know what I mean? Dallas is Dallas. You know what I mean? But he trying to mimic what Shaq was doing. He want to be on Nickelodeon instead of working on his game. You know what I mean? He down there in Universal Studios instead of being in the gym, you know, with them fluffy muscles. This dude got fluffy muscles. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Man, you know me, man.
He just got the wide, broad shoulders.
Man, come on, Trent. We come up from real ball players, man. That group of guys that we don't call fouls, man. What you calling a foul for when you 7 foot tall, 280 pounds, man? Matter of fact,
right,
he
exactly.
can come find me. I'm on Facebook. We can go one-on-one right now for the team.
Ooh,
my
Jesus.
My name is Matthew Hey, I just got fired up. You know what I mean?
Right. You supposed to be locked up in the asylum. That's how it go. I got a question for you. I know you followed the draft, and I know you keep balling up under your belt tight. What did you think about the draft? You know, L Boogie and I talked about it on Friday, you know, of giving it case. I actually gave it a B+. L Boogie kind of gave it a B- C grade. What was your thoughts about the draft, and give me a grade on that.
I'm feeling L Boogie. Now, this is what it is, Trent. You got guys that's in college that don't have NBA-level potential. You feel me? Now, the guy that was supposed to go first, he needed one more year. They got
exactly.
Tim Hardaway's son over there. He needed one more year. There's a lot of guys rushing for this money when you can get an insurance package for your leg or your shoulder in college. Go on and get your game right, be strong, and then when you get to the league, when you bumping up into LeBron or one of them big cats, you ain't out for the whole season because you light in the tail. You follow me?
Right, right.
My man.
Yeah. NBA, baby, it's getting a little watered down. I know Miami has won, you know, their second championship in a row. They said they were going to win about 4, 5, 6 in a row. Do you think they're going to be able to three-peat? Do you think they're going to be able to?
No.
Well, I got a guy over here. He said no, but I'm going to tell you this. If ain't nobody going to check LeBron like LeBron need to be checked, LeBron can get 10 of them. He can do the Bill Russell. Them cats out there scared of that dude, man. He be out at half court with 10 seconds left on the clock, on the shot clock, Trent, and they at the free throw line. Go out there and D his ass up, man. Make him dribble the damn ball.
Right.
You feel me?
Got to put pressure
right.
on the ball.
You got to pressure the ball, man. The game watered down, Trent. My man David Stern and told him, look, don't touch LeBron. Don't bag off. I understand they want him to be the face of the NBA. I can dig it. The boy is nice. But he need to work on his game, too. Because ain't no way in the world
right.
you'd have left Michael Jordan open for a 20-foot jump shot and just say, shoot the ball. No, you couldn't
right.
have did Jordan like that, baby. I'm going to tell you right now. So the
right.
game is watered down. I get irritated and fired up. When I see the game, matter of fact, I turned off game 7, no lie. I turned off game 7 in the first quarter. I said, it's over. LeBron got him shook. Go ahead, brother.
Right. That's what, hey, let me hit you with one more question, man, because the asylum is high, man. We, you know, we filled up over here, man. Doc Rivers to the Clippers. He is, this is the
first time, of
my knowledge, that I had ever witnessed a coach being traded to a team. You know, I thought a coach had to be fired before he had a chance to talk to another team. But in this case, he was traded over to the Clippers, and now the Clippers have signed CP3 to a 5-year, $107 million contract. Are the pieces to the puzzle coming together finally for the L.A. Clippers?
What's my man's name you sit next to? What's his name again?
L Boogie.
L Boogie, my man. Blake Griffin is the problem, man. This dude, he's doing commercials for Kia. This dude, man, out here, he's cute. This dude cute, man. He's always done. Man, come on, man. They ain't gonna do nothing at the Clippers. I like Doc Rivers. I like him more as a ball player because he had heart. Back to having heart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even
right.
though my man Jordan was giving him the business, but Doc had heart. them guys over there, man, they ain't gonna do nothing. That's just my opinion. All this is my opinion. Only my opinion. But nah, man, Doc gonna have problems out there in La La Land. I don't blame him for leaving Boston. It's cold in Boston during
right.
the season. But it ain't gonna happen, man.
Do you, world, man.
I love what y'all doing, man. I love it. It's the realest right here, man. You know what I mean?
No
That's
doubt. We thank you, Shabazz. And remember,
yes,
tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Already, I got you, man. I'm telling everybody now.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate the love, man. You know where to find us, man. If you want to go back and listen to you, man, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking with a zero and a 080 typo.
One love.
Bless it. Bless. Let's go. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Bro, hit me with something, man. Let's do it.
Molly in my cup, mixed with that wine, sour in my blunt. That's his Zodiac fine. I don't give a fuck. If you rep them dollar signs, go and put them up. Fuck that, I walk back. See, I walk first, move the fuck back. I bag that, I pump that. I real estate, I trump that. Y'all be where them chumps at. Y'all be where them punks at. I be where them choppers, Uzis, AKs, and pumps at. Name a town, a city, I ripped it in. A car model, I ripped it in. A face of shape, I been with her. If not with her, bitch, similar. G's on deck, I really lit this shit. Y'all from left, rap, rap, rap city, bitch.
My chopper goes hat out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tat out. My money like tat out. Bling, tat out. Money, bling, tat out. Money, rat, tat, 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 tat out. My chopper goes tat out. Her ass like tat out. My money like tat out. My car like tat out. Bitch, bling, tat out. First name, I love this, so love this money is my motherfucking government. Touch me, shoot you right there. Leave you right there, leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair. Her ass like tie that, give me that hoe, and chalada, pop that pussy for my wallet. Takes his weapon, pop out, and I'm riding around, I'm getting it. You already know my CeeLo, I'm big like selling kilos, and you small like pee-hole. Like a chopper on my backseat, hand reach, no plan B. I'm the type of nigga wear a pistol to the Grammy. Test me, shoot you right there. Leave you right there. Leave the scene, tall nigga with long hair. My chopper goes tat out. It'll turn you inside out. My ass like tat out. My money like tat out. Bling, tat out. Money, bling, tat out. Money, rat, tat, 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 tat out. My chopper goes tat out. Her ass like tat out. My money like tat out. My car like tat out.
Ain't talking dollars, I ain't trying to holler. Push been on this rap shit, fucking with them guallas, fucking with them essays, filling up them chargers. Gas ain't in them gas tanks, them shits filled with powder. Caskets for you cowards, bang out, let it ring out. Call my chopper Method Man, no way it bring that pain out. Rah!
Woo! The streets is talking, sports talk show. Man, my co-host T-Ro from Dallas, Texas, and I'm your host, L Boogie, coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio. But we out here in Phoenix, Arizona. And you know, in the sports world, and we get to talking about the NBA draft and things that's going on that sort. You know, we in the streets. And you know, when you in the streets be talking. And, you know, we got a lot of wide variety of things that we want to discuss. But since, you know, we got a outlet to share our opinion and to share our voice, this is a topic that a lot of people don't want to get into. And the topic that I want to talk about is the abuse of officials. And the abuse by the officials, by the coaches, and the parents. I have a situation, T-Row, in Utah. A referee was attacked by a 17-year-old kid and killed.
In Utah?
In Utah. He killed the man. He attacked the man because he gave him a yellow card. He kept wanting the goalkeeper to keep his hands off of the opposing players that came into his zone. He didn't. He gave him a yellow card, and a 17-year-old assaulted the referee. He went into a coma. His family, he was on life support, and his family took him off life support. That's one incident. Let me give you another, bro. A 15-year-old kid attacked at a referee, a football official, in DeSoto, Florida. Why did he attack the official? Because he saw the coaches getting animated and running up on the official and pushing the official, and the 15-year-old tackled him. And once they got him on the ground, the coaches started stomping him like they were gang members. And we have other parents. We have mothers. We have other children. You are an example. So my question opposed to you, T-Row, what's wrong with these coaches and these parents?
Oh, man. First of all, I mean, Utah. A 17-year-old kills a referee in the soccer club. I'm taking it because you said a yellow card was given out. And he puts the guy on life support. And the guy eventually takes him off life support, so he passes away. You know, this is getting ridiculous, Al. Well, when we were growing up, Al, if your mama and daddy didn't knock you out for trying to approach a ref or use bad language, profanity around other individuals who we used to call, you know, we respected our elders, you know what I mean? You know, the coach would have definitely slapped you in the mouth or slapped you in the head or pulled you back on the sideline to let you know that you are acting out of line. You know, all the coaches that I played for, coming up in grade school, Pop Warner, you know, junior high school, college, you know, those coaches didn't play. And for us as a team, we were a reflection of our coaches and of our parents. And we represented it well because our parents didn't let us act a fool outside of the house. You know what I'm saying? And they let you know that even when we got sent off to school or even when you got put out the house, so to speak. They ain't like, yeah, you getting kicked out, but guess what? You gonna respect the last name that you carry, and you ain't gonna be acting no fool. Cause I don't want my name to be out there like that and be embarrassed because you know you are my child and you out there wilding out, not happy. And even though my mom and my parents were in Texas and I went to school in Arizona, guess what? I did some off the wall stuff, but it wasn't nothing like this. It wasn't no attacking the ref and didn't put on fishing or get sick. I didn't go through any of that. So, for number one, I'm going to blame the parents for this type of situation, Boogie, because this don't make sense at all, bro. Not at all. And if you're a coach that's a parent coaching your child or your sibling, or not your sibling, but you coach your child, and especially if you have more than one on the team, why would you show your ass up like that? You know that you tell your kids every day they come, you better not act a fool when you go to school. But yet you're going to act a fool in front of all these people who are here cheering you on and in front of your kids and your wife and whoever else is there, your mom and dad, whoever else might be at the game, just so that, you know, everybody else begin to follow your lead. It makes sense, L Boogie. So first of all, I'm going to blame the parents, and then second, I'm going to definitely blame the coaches. Because if the coaches are out there getting out of line, then the kid's not going to have respect for anybody, not just the refs. It's going to carry over for at home and outside and everywhere else. On the block, you know how it goes. But in the streets, you know what's going to happen. If you can't back up those words or that shit that you're talking, you're going to get in on you. You know what I mean? And then you better be lucky. You better hope that it ain't just one person that you didn't mouth out to, because you know how we get in the streets. It might be two of us, and then after two might turn into five, five might turn into ten, whooping your ass.
You can incite a riot, and this is my point. I've been on all levels as the player, as the coach, as the parent, and as the referee. I've experienced all sectors of this issue. Parents, they're number one. They think that their child, because back in Ohio, and you're from Texas, the Pop Warner League, they have a lot of investment in these children. They live vicariously through them. They think that their child is NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball material. They can't do any wrong. So if their child travels or if their child files, they get excited. They think because that's my child, he and I paid $500 for him to play this sport, he didn't do anything wrong. You're the culprit. Instead of teaching your child to overcome obstacles, because there will be in life. And then the coaches, they're trying to be something that maybe they could not be. They might have missed the boat, whether it be grade,
right.
They wasn't athletic. So they want to think that this is the NFL on TV, and they're trying to entertain. They live for this moment. Saturday and Sunday mornings, they live for it. Trust me, I know a couple of them. And they ride the referees. And it's so much, T-Row, that's why we lack officials. Because they can become scared. One official was, I told you, attacked by a 15-year-old, and he thought that he was not going to make it off the field.
Sad situation, man. I mean, we can't be attacking the referees. It's already a tough enough game being a coach or being a fan sitting in the stands. You got to understand that this is going to happen. These refs aren't perfect. They like me and you, an everyday person that's just trying to make a dollar, man. And it just so happens that these coaches have, or not these coaches, but these coaches have taken it to another level where, you know, the parents are, you know, co-telling them. They're doing exactly what the coach is doing, talking just like the coaches, and it's getting embarrassing, man, because now the only thing you're beginning to see is basically the black people going after these white refs, and it's not making sense, you know what I mean? And it's we ganging up, you know what I mean? We turn into a gang on these referees, poor little referees trying to make it to their car. And Lord knows, if they had made it to the car, L Boogie, they had smashed the door in, kicked the van. Come on, man. They had smashed all the windows, set the tires on fire. You know how we get, man. We just don't know how to act once we black out. It's just a situation.
You know,
we wake up, we be like, damn, did we do that?
And you know what's the ugly part about the situation is that our youth, girls, boys, they think that that's right what to do, most of them. Because if they say, well, my parents did it, then they're going to come right behind and do the same thing, and it's a cycle. And we're here on the streets just talking, and we're just trying to plead with all the coaches and the parents. Teach your child how to play the game of life. Let them be winners in life. Stop worrying about the scoreboard. Yes, we want to win the game. But we definitely wanted to win the game in life. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be things out there that's going to be done that's not going to be fair. But you still have to get through it. You can't make excuses. We as coaches and parents, for an example, let me give you an example. I was officiating. I ran a recreation center back in Cleveland, Ohio. I had meetings with coaches before the season. I had the coaches sign papers. I had sportsmanship papers for parents to sign. I have coaches that are yelling at me as an official. These kids are 7 through 12 years old. Excuse me, 7 through 15 years old that played in the league. Some of them don't know 3 seconds. Some of them don't know traveling. These coaches wanted me to call travel in 3 seconds and double dribble the first game. I said, instead of getting on me, the official, aren't we in this together? Let's show these guys not to be in the 3-second lane. How to line up on the free throw. Instead of yelling at the official, let's teach. Let's coach. The game of life to these young people. And we're in it's an epidemic right now. Another situation where a young official was attacked in Miami, Florida. he was cold cocked and he was knocked down. And then we have a basketball player over in Greece, professional. He knocked out a basketball official and he was unconscious, bro, for 3 hours. A professional basketball player, upset that the official didn't call a call, he ran up on him and sucker punched him, and he was knocked unconscious for three hours. Bang, bang.
Man, I tell you, man, it's sad, man. These kids are really, really getting out of control with this, man, and it's all because, you know, parents are teaching their kids the game of life at home, and the coaches aren't backing it up by portraying it like they're supposed to. So, yeah, I back you 100%, man. It's got to get tighter. It's got to get better because we can't be having these kids just jumping out like this.
When we come back, the NFL, they revealed their top 100. Do you agree with the top 5? When we come back, we're going to debate 1 through 5, NFL, top 100, 2012. Mondays and Fridays, the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. T-Roll, and I'm your host, L Boogie. Let's go.
Cop a crib and decorate that bitch. With real money, she intrigued by the whip. Alexis, that Benz gave a reason to get. Crazy in my hotel, blowing weed, blowing dick. That's my type of chick, I don't gotta plead with this bitch. And she ain't on none of that corny ass shit. Nigga, we living this shit for real. Got stacks on deck, tryna see 100 mil. I ain't showing no love, I ain't cutting no deals. Step off my face when you see a nigga chill. When you come to the show, put your hands up high. We up in this show, we extra fly. Yeah, they call me the truth, cause a nigga no lie. Go two up when a nigga ride by. Nigga, I'm out here, we getting it. Shining, you stick with it. I'm out here, fuck with me. On the freeway, fuck 50. I'm out here, I'm dolo. Got bread now, ain't no ho. I'm out here,
nigga, I'm out here,
nigga, I'm out here, beginning it, shining, you sick of it, I'm out here, fuck with me, on the freeway, buck 50, I'm out here, I'm dolo, got bread now, ain't no ho, I'm out here,
nigga, I'm out here,
hey boo, don't do what I do, bitch, do what I say do, okay boo, don't try to play me and I won't play you. We rolling.
It's your boy. We back. We just needed a show. But it's the first set of my. Had to talk to the landlord, man. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Mondays and Fridays. First, before we get into the NFL, let's talk about the BET Awards. Who had the best performance? Did you hear about my man? Rest in peace. Shout out to my man, Jim Kelly, man. We're not talking about the football great. We're talking about the karate great. He had me watching karate and getting outside doing my 1-2 war. Jim Kelly, man.
Damn. Oh, man. He ain't saying anything about you being anything like you've been sick of anything, man. I can't believe it, man. It just, oh, man, that was a tough one to swallow, man. I almost shed a tear on that one, Hell Boogie. I tell you, man, that was tough for me, man. I'm like you, man. I woke up all early every Saturday morning, man, to try to check out, you know, man, I'm Kelly, man. And, you know, when I was growing up young, man, I used to try to pick my hair out, make sure it was all nice and neat, just like my dude Jim Kelly, dog. And it's just sad to hear, man, that my dude, you know, passed away, man. Unfortunate situation because, you know, usually we'll hear about greats like Jim Kelly and you know, being ill or having cancer or, you know, being in the hospital or anything like that. But, you know, we didn't get any of that, man, and it's crazy. But, man, Jim Kelly, tough to you, baby. Thank you, BET, for even announcing that because it was just so quick, you know what I mean?
Bro, you know, we also have a twist of hip-hop and meaning entertainment. Who had the best performance, in your opinion, last night?
Well, for me, man, I think it was a tie, man, because, you know, BET does a great job of getting everybody up there to do their thing and get it hot. But, man, I must tell you, man, I saw the tribute for Charlie Wilson of the Lifetime Achievement Award. And, you know, people get to go back and sing the great songs that this guy then put out over the years, and then he gets to put his little show on. You know, man, I had to get on the phone and try to download some of these songs that they were, you know, bringing back, because you know, you forget about Charlie Wilson having all that good music. You know what I mean? So,
oh yeah, with the Gap Band.
Yes, sir. So you know what it is, man. I loved every minute of it, and then I'm gonna give it up to the reggae joint when they were hard just as well. So,
the reggae set was cold.
Yeah, it was awesome, dog. And so, you know, Elephant Man, Beanie Man, and all the legends, man, it was hot last night. So I'm going to give it a tie between those two, because at first Charlie Wilson had it jumping off until they got into that reggae. And, man, I wanted to, you know, bust my TV wide open because they were jamming so hard.
You don't love me, and I know now. Oh man, we used to love and see all my Clevelanders that's listening. I know, you know, some of you might be showing my age, but when we used to go to Vail's and I used to put that reggae set up. Oh, the streets talking.
Yes, sir.
Do we have Pook in the asylum, man? I know she's very big on the on these award shows and things. I might want to give her take. You know, Pook, see if Pook want to try to come in and give us her take before we go into this NFL. But I have to agree. I thought that the Charlie Wilson, you know, segment was real nice.
Yeah, buddy. And you know how we do it. We check in with Baby Sis on the entertainment side. So, you know, I think we got Sis on the line. Hey, Pook, where you at, baby girl? You on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm here. What's happening?
Man, you know, me and your brother last night, with L Boogie, we was checking out the BET Awards, and it was, you know, some hot entertainers on, and we trying to figure out who was the hottest performance last night. Tell me what your thoughts on that, sis.
So let me go ahead and refresh my brother's memory, because he know I cut my cable off 3 months ago.
The street is talking.
But being that we live in such a technological world, I did go on YouTube and check out some of the performances. So with that being said, I would have to say that I like Sierra's performance. I think she's trying to make a major comeback. You know, she's always going to be a great dancer. But for some reason, she keeps on denying her similarity to Janet Jackson, because she's not a great singer, but she definitely has a dancing ability there. So, and I don't think even Beyonce has it on her with the dancing. But what I want to comment on is, why do they have the best female rapper category when there's nobody else in the industry that is competing against Nicki Minaj? So I can't even respect the award when I can't even name a relevant female artist that is competing with her.
Streets is talking. I'm with you on that, sis. Who is RZA? I thought RZA was a dude. Who is RZA? Rashida? Who? I didn't know.
They
none
might
of
as
them
well
have
had,
going
they might well had them chicks from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta in the dang old category. I mean.
Yeah.
They the only ones that we know.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
I feel you on that. You're right. She's going to win it every year if she keep going up and say that type of competition. I didn't know none of them people either.
So that's a respectable category anymore, because she don't really have anybody competing with her. So I feel like they need to just go ahead and mix that. But, yeah, I'm on that Sierra performance, though. I'm glad that she's trying to come on back.
Right. Right.
Who was the best dressed last night, and who was the best worst dressed last night from what you saw?
Did you see that three artists, J. Cole included, and two others had on the same outfit?
The all black everything. The streets is talking. With a little
did
twist
you see
of hip-hop.
That?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like these stylists out here should really be putting calls in, trying to figure out who wearing what so that that type of situation doesn't occur. But
already.
Other than that, again, you know, I cut my cable off, so I really wasn't on it like that. I've been getting my information from Instagram and YouTube. So, you know, I really can't comment on the best dress. But I did kind of want to comment on what y'all were talking about with the refs being abused. But I don't really know if I have enough time to really go into that.
Yeah.
So y'all let me know.
Yes, you can. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I guess my issue is just, you know, as you guys said, it really all goes back to the parenting and all that. But when you really think about it, I mean, these are kids having kids. You know, I mean, I remember when I went home last year and I took London to the pool in the inner city off 105. And we at the pool. And, you know, kids running around, they playing, they having a good time. And one child started crying. And rather than his parent trying to comfort him, he's saying, man, shut up, shut up. And I'm looking, and I said, wow, is he really telling his child to shut up? Shut
wow.
up. Rather than, okay, if you crying, you know, just because you whining or whatever, oh, go ahead on, you know, continue playing or whatever. But you're talking to him like this in public, and what you think he going to be saying when he goes to school? They don't really realize that this is a cycle, and these kids are sponges, and they're going to repeat what they see and hear. So you have to be really careful how we act as parents in front of our kids, because they're going to do nothing but emulate what we do.
Right.
I remember going to my brother's games. I remember, you know, maybe Meeks wasn't there, but Uncle Gary was there. And as that father figure while my brother was playing, he wrote down every single thing that my brother did. He didn't have to run out on the floor and say, boo, you travel, boo, you, you know, do this, do that. He wrote it down so that after the game, after the game, let me tell you what you did wrong. Let me tell you what you need to work on so that he knew what to do next time.
Exactly.
So
see, we don't have that
whatever,
anymore,
so whatever that ref did wrong and whatever caused the kid to, you know, jump on the ref, how he going to know how to act the next time?
Right.
He going to think that
right.
that behavior was okay because the parents and everybody else jumped in.
Right. And, you know, Pooh, what we touched on earlier was that, you know, with L Boogie being a coach, and, you know, with me being a coach, you know, it's a fine line to walk. But yet we find that line, and we walk it. You know what I mean? And, you know, we don't never want our kids to disrespect us. So if they're not going to disrespect us, there's no way in hell they're going to disrespect the referee. So, you know, I think that, you know, like the story you just mentioned earlier, you know, it starts with the parenting, because if it doesn't start at home, if they don't have any home training, it's just going to carry outside the home. And, you know, anything can happen once you get outside the home. If you think you a hothead and you can talk to people a certain way and get away with it, you're going to run into one or two people who are going to let you know that it stops here. You're just not going to continue to do or talk the way you talk when you're speaking to a person like myself or L Boogie, you know what I'm saying, or like you, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it starts at home, and I'm a big believer of that. My mom didn't let it happen. I was trying to, you know, be slick with the tongue, and so I'm definitely not going to let my kids think they can get away with it. So I'll back you 100% on everything you said, man. We just got somehow, some way, man, we got to tighten this up.
Yeah, really. Parents, if you're out there, you know, just like I was saying, they're going to emulate and repeat, you know, what you do. So you just have to be mindful. If you want to go somewhere and, you know, and turn up with your friends, just make sure that your kid ain't around when you turn it up, you know. So.
Right. Turn up.
You know. Exactly.
Turn up.
All
right.
My child has no idea because I don't act like that around her, but it's okay.
You know what I mean?
The streets is talking.
Sports Talk Show. And
so with
usual,
that being
I was going to say, and listen to this world. She has her cable turned off, and she's an engineer. I guess we don't need cable no more.
Don't even have me get into that on this show, man. It ain't, look, world, it's not about being cheap. It's about being smart, okay? We live in a very technological world. You don't need cable when everything is live feed.
That's why I just said you're an engineer, so we must not need cable. This
exactly.
<talk. laughs>
All right, love y'all.
Well,
keep doing
what
y'all doing.
You
know what
man,
it
we
is,
appreciate
sis.
You
we
calling in.
Love. Yeah, L Boogie. That's how it is, man. That entertainment, man. You know, it was some, you know, some people just come to these award shows looking all fancy and all fly, hair whipped up. You know, last night I almost didn't recognize Sierra with the little mop top on her little forehead to cover the eyes. I didn't know who she was. You know what I mean?
I thought she had on some pajamas up there performing.
She was jabbing, though. I give it up to her. She was jabbing like a little
She did. And Nikki started off with the cold rap. You know what I'm saying? Before, and you know it was great. I liked her performance. I liked the Charlie reason why I liked Charlie's because it was so authentic, man. I mean, you could just hear his voice and he sounds just like his album, like the studio. We don't have that anymore. I saw Miguel running out there. He only sang 5 words from the song with him and J. Cole. He didn't break down anything. If you need me, you know I'm in love. And that was it. The streets is talking. We need more R&B. What happened to my Jodeci? What happened to my Boys to Men group? It's tough, man. When we come back, we are going to get into this top 5. From the NBA Network, NFL Network, they have revealed their top 100, and we're going to debate the top 5. Is it a good one? Is it justified? The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Let's go, bro. Woo!
That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. The streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. When shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, 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 yo, yo, I see. life, you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holler at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained. Front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script.
Ooh-wee!
Change the story.
The streets
young
is
niggas
talking.
Go out in a blaze of glory.
Talk show before with a twist to hip-hop.
Scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much
man,
shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over,
talk.
The dog would get sick. Sniff. Smell me, nigga. The real me, nigga. Money to ruin. Holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me
talking
now.
Talking now.
Don't get it twisted.
Hey, yo,
bro. I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra car.
How you doing out there?
Oh, you know we good, baby. You know we good. How you feeling, L Boogie Boogie Down?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. I'm a little perturbed by this NFL Network Top 5, man.
I knew you were going to be disturbed by the list, especially when your boy dropped from the number one spot, you know, to out of the top 5. I kind of had a feeling that you were going to be not so happy about this list, man.
I'm not happy. I'm going to go 5-1. And we can debate, you know, the order. Number 5 was J.J. Watt, the defensive tackle / defensive end from the Houston Texans. You had Tom Brady, quarterback from the New England Patriots. You had Calvin Megatron Johnson from the Detroit Lions, wide receiver. You had Peyton Manning, number 2, from the Denver Broncos. And then number 1, Adrian All-Day Peterson.
Man, so how can you have a problem with this list? That's all I want to know. That's a great list.
Tom Brady should not, he's not 4 anymore. Tom Brady is like number 9, number 10. He's not top 4 NFL player anymore. Not last year.
Hey, man, this was voted by the players, man. The players voted this. Not the media, not the public. Players.
Well, some of the players got it wrong. They didn't play against Brady.
Tom Brady.
I think that Aaron Rodgers should be in the top 5.
Well, what you going to put him, 5A, 5B? I mean, you know, he was number 6. But, you know, he was close.
I have a problem with Calvin Johnson being 3, their team did nothing.
What?
And how can you be number 3? Your team did nothing.
All the records he broke this year?
At least Adrian Peterson's team went to the playoffs. His team did nothing.
Hey, man, it's not his fault. He went out there and caught 2,000 yards worth. Well, 2,000 yards worth of passes, man. I can't help that, man. Hey, he deserves it.
Well, he did sign a big contract, and he did live up to it this year, I guess, being number 3. Peyton Manning at number 2. Do you think he deserved that spot, or should he be lower? Or you think they got it right with him at number 2?
I'm pretty sure they got that one right just as well. I don't have a problem with number 1 or number 2 for the simple fact that both of them came off some disastrous injuries and you know, procedures to get them back on the field. And both of them worked real hard to get back to their prime form. And, you know, they didn't disappoint this year, I must say. If there was somebody who I didn't think were going to go out and do the things that they did, it would have been Adrian Peterson and also Peyton Manning. You know, Peyton Manning, little boat started off a little rocky in Colorado, so to speak, but he got it together and his team went 13-3. Unfortunately, they faced a team in the Baltimore Ravens who just had God on their side. You know what I mean? And, you know, Peyton Manning probably would have won another Super Bowl if it wouldn't have been for the you know, Hail Mary prayer that was answered for the Baltimore Ravens. So, you know, and Adrian Peterson going out only being stopped 9 yards short of the all-time NFL record that Eric Dickerson holds. I mean, two guys that done great things coming off injuries who, you know, from the beginning, we never thought that those two guys were going to do that. And then I'm going to give it up to Megatron. You know what I mean? One guy, you know, it's 10 other guys on the field that are on the side of the ball, and he has most of the time he's double, triple team, if not five guys checking this guy. And somehow, some way, he still comes up or comes down with the ball and scores a touchdown. So I'm going to give it up. I don't have a problem with one, two, or three. Tom Brady, maybe. You know, I give it up to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the man. But, you know, he was number one last year. So I think just because the way the playoff situation went for his team kind of dropped him a little bit more to help Tom Brady get to the spot that he got. But, you know, I don't have a problem with it. It is what it is.
I have a problem with Peyton Manning because he threw the interception in the game against the Baltimore Ravens that set up the field goal for those guys to end it. Peyton Manning should not be number two. I don't care if he came back from the energy. He should not be number two.
Oh, you're so disrespectful in the words of Stephen A. Smith.
We'll see this year. He has a better supporting cast, and every year they always talk about Peyton Manning. Get back to the Super Bowl, then you can be in my top five. You regular season guy. You remind me of a guy who plays on my baseball team when he's healthy, Alex Rodriguez, another regular season guy. I need you in money time. I don't need regular season. But but we gotta get somebody gotta get us to the playoffs.
You're so disrespectful. Quit hating on the top five.
JJ Watt.
What you have to say about JJ Watt?
He was top five because he was defensive player of the year, and is he the best defensive player in the league today?
Yes.
I think Von Miller is better than J.J. Watt.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that, but he ain't too far behind. Von Miller number seven. So, you know, he's right there in the mix. He ain't too far off the list.
We'll see what Von Miller does this year because Duperville is not there. Elvis has left the building. So we'll see. You know, but did they sign Dwight Freeney?
We'll see. We'll see. No, Dwight Freeney went to San Diego. He's a Charger.
Right. So we will see what Von Miller does this year because everybody's going to be keying on him. So we'll see if he still be effective. But that's what we have, world. The top five NFL Network revealed it. The top 100. Those were my five. Excuse me, their five. Do I agree? Some I don't, but I do agree with the number one spot, Adrian Peterson. I do agree with that. Two through five could be scrambled.
Hey! Yeah, Boogie, man, you know. Man, it's almost time to get up out this joint, man. I want to give a shout-out, man, you know, to you, L. Boogie. I want to give a shout-out to my right-hand man, Juelz G, and, you know, all the callers that called in. You know, Kylie, I missed you, baby. I didn't get a chance to get you in, but we're going to get you, baby. You know what I mean? Big Pope, you know what it is. Dallas, I'll be coming home, baby. Get ready. Skeeter Mo Moms, I saw you checking in today. I'll give a shout-out to the fam, Arizona Bulldogs. Coaches, Coach G's, you know, we're going to get it in, LB. That's how we ride.
Man, I want to give a shout-out to our first-time caller tonight. We had to get him in. My man, Yao and Sebastian, we got him into the asylum.
They're going to be calling back. They're going to tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend. Big shout out to Big Anthony Kyle. He's a big-time official out here in Arizona. Big up. We had a nice time, you know, politicking with him. Like you said, Dana Pope. My man's out there, Chad Hayes. Dr. Hayes, to you guys, man, we appreciate you. Oh, man, to the Meeks and Golden family, I'll be home. Bro, we in the streets, literally. And you know, when the streets is talking, we like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening.
Listen up, world.
Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, www.blogtalkradio.com. Search Streets is Talking with a zero. And as always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Man, I want to say big up or big shout out. Man, my hearts and my prayers to the Odin Floyd family. They had the funeral this week. Man, I hope that comes about. We'll have more information for you Friday with the freestyle flow. Who's has signed or projected to sign with their free agent team, have some more NFL. Then we definitely got to get into the baseball because we got the baseball game, all-star game coming up. Who was selected? Who was snubbed? Man, we hotter than outside. And it's 1:15 right now with the sun going down. All red. Let's go, Ro.
All red.
Oh yeah, it's another gangsta short shot. Featuring the one and only Halle Roy, Nice and Smooth. Hey, 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 a gangsta has got to be the short shot. Nice has got to be the short shot. A gangsta has got to be the short shot. Nice and Smooth has got to be the short shot. A Craig Nice, a Craig NLCE, Dominum Baso, R-E-E, rock for a fee, not for free. Maybe I'll do it for charity. Now my employer or my employee is making great enough to eat. Very M-A-D. So never ever think of jerking me. I work too hard for my royalty. Put lead in your ass and drink a cup of tea. Pizza Red Alert and Kid Capri. Ooh la la, ah wee wee. I say Muhammad Ali. You say glass is clay. I say butter. You say parquet. It's alright if you wanna make a sway. On my way up the town, took the deuce to the trade. I originate. They do. Praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's alright, keep fighting at the bait. 92, 1 year later. Peace out, premiere, take me out with the fader.
I share meanie, money, mo. I wreck the mic like a pimpin' toes. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shake this, you'll take this. I'm kinda fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood. Meaning my mental state. Still I'm 5'8", crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sort of the boss, so get lost. The brother who will make you change opinions. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart, cause I get a piece of the action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Jumps pull guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway, leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Blonde's got hate. Clips I've inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run. To run.
I left my Philly at home. Do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete, all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide rights and labor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same, he knows my name. Smooth, I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my feet is prosperous. Knowledge expands for my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to